Blog Talk Radio.
Red.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Hello?
What's going on? What's going on, Red?
What's good?
Are you ready or
Hello?
Not?
I'm ready. I'm here. I was trying to give a chance to have the music. I didn't hear anything, but, you know, I'm here.
Oh, okay, because I just heard the
radio.
Music go off. That's fine.
Oh, I didn't hear anything at all. That's why I was just sitting here like, okay, let me see what's going on. All right, but this is Blog Talk Radio, everyone. The menu, we here. You know, Brother B's not here, so I am Big Red. I am filling in tonight. We're having a ladies' night. So, you know, we're going to have the ladies on. Guys can also call in. The call-in number is 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. So I'm here. Big Red is my first time doing this, so if I'm a little nervous, please forgive me.
You are not nowhere near nervous. You better stop.
No, I'm, you know, like, this is my first time doing something like this, and I'm excited. You know, so, you know, I like to that somebody's entrusting me and being you know, the head of something, you know, so
it's
a good thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep. So what's up with you? And this is my co-host, Lady T.
In the house.
Lady T. In the house,
hey, y'all.
Lady T.
I'm okay,
co-host
I'm okay. Tonight. How you been, with I don't know how many days have we been quarantined now. I haven't not been counting.
I don't even know.
Well, I know now I'm starting to feel it a little something. So it's like I don't know how to describe it now. It's now I'm feeling a little boredom, and then I have to every time the sun comes out, I have to make sure I get a walk around the block or something, get the vitamin D in because
You definitely got to get out.
That's
definitely. A thing.
Yeah.
It doesn't affect me. Like I said, I don't like being outside anyway. Like, sometimes I have to force myself to go out. And like I said, lucky thing, summertime, listen, I hibernate. I'm like the polar bear.
I'm like that too. But now you're starting to feel it. No, not even a little bit.
No. I like being in my house. I like it. It's like, I like going one or two. I'll say this: I like going one or two places, but that just you know, if somebody invites me or if I go, you know. But otherwise, it's like going out. You know, is sometimes it's just a hassle, and then sometimes you're going, it's just like, oh, why did I even go? Why did I go? But you know, I try to force myself to go out because you need that outside, and you know, with this going on now. You know, a lot of people, you know, they need to go out. Like I say, I understand the danger of it. I understand a lot of people are in fear, but like I said, you have to get air. You have to go outside. Like, you can't just keep yourself sitting in the house. And just like you said, you're going to feel it after a while. You're going to get cabin. And, you know, if you got kids or somebody, now you're going to start choking people out just you're gonna get mad at the toilet bowl because the toilet bowl flushes, and then Who fucking does? Yeah, you know, you start doing stuff like that. Who fucking does all the fuck? I just had to go to the bathroom. I have to flush the toilet. So,
what's interesting, you know, last night I was reading a book, right? But at 9 p.m., I remember Bill Bellamy was like, he's going to have his live on, right? So it was Bill Bellamy and Star Jones. But I got distracted by his lips.
You know,
no, I'm just like, because you know what Bill Bellamy
looks like. Are they attractive or not?
Listen, like, he does not age. I'm just like, what's going on? And I'm just like listening to the live. It was good. Okay, but it's like I don't remember what he says. But don't ask me.
Oh God, you busy looking at his. Are you kidding me? I don't think he's
listen. Back in the day, I could not stand him, especially his fake player attitude. How to be a player attitude? But I don't know. It's something with age. It's something with age. I don't know.
Well, maybe because he's older now. I guess he's more mature acting now. So I
mature, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny. That is so funny. But, this thing is just, like I said, you know, like I said, you have to find some type of enjoyment out of this. That's why I said I like the fact that a lot of the, you know, like on IG with D-Nice and, you know, a lot of the live, you know, DJs are doing a lot of live music. So that's what I mostly do. I listen to the music.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the music, you know, just makes you, you know, because he's playing, like, D-Nice, he plays everything. Like, he plays stuff I ain't heard in years. Because, you know, he's from our era, you know.
Yeah.
So he's,
and
like,
one of the nicest from then. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I think he's
one
really,
of the nicest.
I think he's really, I think it's between him and, I'll say, DJ Scratch, because I listened to him sometime. I remember I listened to him like
Scratch,
about a couple weeks ago, and he was playing some jams, and I was like, oh my God, I ain't heard that in years. So it's like you gotta find some type of enjoyment in this time of what you know what's going on, because once again, a lot of people can't go out. You know, you can't go out, can't visit nobody, can't do this, can't do that. So you gotta find something that's gonna pique your interest.
Yeah,
so that's
exactly
how it goes. So.
Yeah.
So, you know, we can just, you know, go on, you know, everyone, you know, once again, this is The Menu, Block Talk Radio, this is Big Red, calling number 347-324-3395, and our topic for tonight is, what did I say? Guys and their feelings, why they don't want to express their feelings. Among other things we're going to talk about, but why they don't feel to express how they feel about somebody, whatever kind of relationship it is, because, you know, there's different levels and different types of relationships. So if you're feeling a person or you have some type of feeling or whatever, why is it so hard for males to, you know, just say how you feel about them? Why it always has to be us that always say how we feel off the, sometimes off the bat, sometimes it takes a while, but it's like we are always the ones to always say how we feel, and then it's like them, it's just like, oh, okay, you feel like it? Like, are you I done poured out my heart, you talking about, oh, okay, yeah. And just look at me.
I don't know. Do you think of it like, for me, I look at it as maybe it's an ego thing, and I don't mean an ego thing as far as they're scared, because I've done heard guys, you know, they'll pour out their feelings and thing, but they don't want you to, like, let's say, have the one up on them, you know, where they're feeling you more than you're feeling them type stuff. So I don't know. We need some guys to call in for this one, because
yeah,
I want to know guys' point of view on this one. Because I've seen that,
like,
many times.
Well, you're saying, like, the one up, like, okay, my thing is this. All right. If I'm telling you, if you're already feeling a certain way about me, why can't you just say it? Or if I'm telling you how I feel, just say how you feel. Why it has to be, okay, if I tell you that you make me happy, okay, you make me happy, why it has to be, oh, well, you know, sounds like somebody's catching feelings, huh? So then it's only me that's catching the feelings, or you just don't feel nothing? Or if you're feeling something, instead of you just saying how you feel, you just you know, making it seem like I'm a damn fool or trying to make me
look
maybe, like a damn fool.
Or maybe it could be that they also have other options that they feel into other than you. I don't know. For the guys that will call in later, like, would you take that that would be like a form of rejection or something, you know, because I've done seen where guys are filling you, and everything's going good, but then all of a sudden they just pull back as if they ghosting, and, you know, that's a little confusing, too, when we speak on that later. But as far as I don't know why guys can't express their feelings. I never understand it. I never understand if they're afraid of us hurting them. I am throwing up right now.
You ladies are making me throw up right now.
Throw up and
is
answer
that
our question.
That's
you
one
know
and only. I am sick. What the hell is going on this show?
Listen,
we have our third lady in the house, Miss Hot Rod. He's here tonight. How are you doing, Miss
Hot Rod?
I'm calling to tag you on Brother B, and I've been outraged.
Oh my God!
By two ladies.
Would someone please give him a tampon?
Yes, thank you. Okay.
Please go give him a tampon and some Midol.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh my God! First of all,
And you wonder why we won't commit to you, ladies. Will you ladies keep playing these damn games on us?
First of all, you need to stop whining because you sound like a little girl. Are you feeling hurt? Seriously.
Here we go again. All right, you're talking to me. I'm not even talking.
Are you feeling hurt?
You wonder why we don't want to talk to you, commit to you, or tell you how we really truly feel.
No, the reason
you
why
wonder
you...
Why.
Okay, let's be honest.
All right,
you guys are scared of your feelings. Let's be real. You're scared. I was actually talking with a friend of mine, and he was like, oh, you're trying to start trouble because you want us to admit that we have feelings. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, not only have to admit that you have feelings, but you have to address them and deal with them. Okay? Because honestly, especially in this day and age, we ain't playing no games no more. If you're not man enough to own up and talk about them and express them without grabbing your freaking tampon, we bouncing. There's a difference between expressing your feelings and then being a bitch. There's a difference. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Okay, are you finished?
And that's what I'm saying. Oh, okay, go ahead, Hot Rod. I want to hear your side.
Yeah,
because
to
Mika point of view, yes, most men are afraid of commitment. And like Lacey said earlier, we all try to have one step up on the game. If I don't want to show you my full commitment to you, then that means, you know, why is it like most girls will say, I love you first, or show the affection or that part? But most men, they have the egos, or they're like, you know what, I'm the man around here. So it always comes down to ego. I was one of those guys, I'm not going to lie, I was always afraid of commitment and settling down and show my true feelings to someone.
I don't understand why that's, and I'm gonna say this. It's not always about age either, but why is that?
I don't want to show K-Dog. I don't want to show K-Dog, Brother B, though. Like, you know what? I'm the sensitive one around here. Oh, I'm
come on,
out,
Hot Rod. Come on, spill
down.
The beans. Tell us.
I'm
feel like
you,
I'm on an episode
guys,
of Think Like a Man right now. I'm getting confused here.
No, think like a man. Man got egos. They don't want to show up in front of their other guys that, you know what, they don't want to be soft in front of their boys. I'm like,
you know what?
I got a woman up on me. Yes, go
Let's
ahead.
Let's be honest. It's also a cultural thing. Now, I say this because dealing with any man from the island...
Are you talking about black men or West Indian men or men in general?
I'm talking about... Notice what I said. Any man from the island. American men are way different from Caribbean men. Take any Caribbean island you want. And the way of how they approach relationships. There's more machismos in the islands. There's way more machismos in the islands than there are here in the States. It is. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be the first one to admit that shit, though.
We all still play the same game, but y'all island men,
y'all is real stubborn.
Oh,
oh, oh my goodness.
I've dealt with
island men, and it's like, They are
they're really the worst with it.
See, you know what it is with them? You know what it is with them? They rather show you their feelings. And you know how they show you their feelings.
Yeah. Half the time they can't even do that.
Oh damn.
Shit.
Well, I don't know.
Listen,
I don't know.
Listen, I put it to you like this. The feelings that they show, they tend to show their feelings when they tight. But they won't show it any other time. Like with some, like if they see somebody near a woman, all of a sudden now they're like, oh, that's my lady. But son, 5 minutes ago, you ain't even care.
Most men are like
Mika,
that,
to your point, we will show you feelings when we're in trouble with you or when we're about to break up or something. Oh, honey, I'm sorry.
Exactly.
Here you go, honey.
I don't even show it when y'all get ready to break up.
No, some guys do that.
Yeah, but that's true. You know what? Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell y'all this. I had a friend of mine that I known for years, and he was a dude that we off and on, you know, for years since we were neighborhood, you know, we grew up in the same neighborhood and everything.
Friends with benefits, okay?
Well, you could say, you could basically say that. Wait a minute, you could say that. Guess what? He ghosted me recently. Now, this is recent. Ghosted me for 2 years. Ain't heard from him or nothing. Pops up at my door last year around June. Pops up at my door. Thought he was going to, you know, get the power of you. Guess what? I told him that I was dealing with somebody else. He got attitude deferred. Mind you, he's married. How you get mad at me and you're married? You got a whole wife at home, but you mad at me because I'm dealing with somebody else.
I want
somebody to explain that to me, because please explain that to me.
He had his cake and eat it too. And you were still his option, but you dissed him. You dissed him.
You took away that cake.
Yeah, you took all that power away.
No, you took away Plan B, C, D, whatever plan you was.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Okay, but guess what?
It's true.
Took away the cake. But guess what? If I said anything, but then my thing is this. You got a whole, you know, not to cut you off, Robert, but you got a whole woman at home, but you ain't thinking about how I feel about it. Not that I care, but you ain't thinking about how I feel about it. But now your feelings is hurt because I'm dealing with somebody else. Are you kidding me?
Well, Big Red, you got something the reason why he came back to you, okay? Whether 2 years or not, whatever. He came back to you, all right, girl? He got something.
Exactly.
And the wife does it. Hello. And that's why you call Plan B,
well, listen, that's all right,
whatever.
I mean, and then when I expressed my feelings to him one time, you know, he just told me that was a good thing. Oh, it was just a good thing. All right, not a problem.
Yep.
Men are afraid of those type of things. Most of us are afraid of. And you know what? You girls, excuse me, I don't like to say you girls. Some girls can handle breakups better than men.
Most women can,
but you know what? You find a way to move on to a certain degree, correct?
But there's also a reason why we can handle it better.
Why? The reason why
women can handle it better, well, the less than insane ones can handle it better,
yeah,
is because women are emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up. Because women are emotional by nature. We are already emotional creatures. So we can balance.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, women will go through, and as a female, I'll be honest, women will go through 80 moon swings in an hour. And level out.
You mean 5 minutes, please. 5 minutes, you mean, please.
I could
say
also
you
tell you
want,
another reason
day,
why we could
we can
handle,
handle
it, Mika, when you're done. I could tell you another reason, because our mindset was already there. We already checked out. We already checked out emotionally.
Excuse me?
So when
you
mean
by
that.
That is absolutely true.
Okay, so
mm-hmm.
I'll break it down to you, Hot Rod. Just making a statement. So you and I are dating already and things is not flowing right, or it was flowing and then it's like kind of like an uphill cycle with you. Gave you many shots and I'm tired already. So emotionally I'm checked out. It could be anything. You could bring me flowers, and I'm just like, these flowers, nice flowers, thanks.
Yeah,
but I'm out of it already, mentally. I'm just waiting for you to say, you know what, this ain't working, or I might say this is not working. We get tired of the same old repetitive stuff, and we got to walk you through it, and after a while, it's tiring. So we're checking out.
I'm not disagreeing with you. Women check out.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Mentally before men.
We don't see it that way sometimes. So when you do break up with us, they're like, whoa, where did that come from? Well, you probably
planned
it.
That's hard.
Absolutely. You know,
but meanwhile,
we've
already told
you about it. Yeah, exactly.
You could
totally
give us
time. Exactly. But you
can write
on
the
wall. Tell y'all about it. But when
we
tell y'all about it, y'all look at it as we're nagging y'all. That's what y'all say. Oh, you bother me. Oh, I'm trying to watch the game.
Oh, y'all might even be dismissive, like, oh, this is the same old conversation. So you zoned me out, right? You didn't even hear what I just said.
So you know what? Now I'm done.
Yeah, I'm tired.
So, ladies, we're going to have to put the kids to bed soon. How about this? Let's say you could give us a signal, right? Then, okay, you break up. But you come back to us. How about the ladies that keep coming back to the same problem?
That's the bullshit. That's inviting.
You seen it? You heard
listen,
about it?
Then
she's
not
inviting.
She's not.
Yeah. She's still undecided, and that's going to create a bigger issue because you got to put your foot down.
Then.
Either you're going to stay and rock or you're not. But at the end of the day, fellas are still scared to admit what they feel. And honestly, it's funny how you got, but you know what? It's funny how guys sit there and say, oh, y'all women play head games. Even after we sit there and tell you what the deal is, y'all still can't freaking tell us what's going on. Y'all still sit there like,
what? I can't hear you, what?
Yeah, that's the bullshit.
Yep, absolutely.
Like, come on.
Absolutely.
You know what?
I'm
you still come back to me, so I won. For me, if I treat you like crap, you gave me the signal, you left, but you came back, I won.
And this is why y'all get mad.
So that's what it goes back to, the ego. You won.
Yeah.
I won.
But then when we don't come back, we all types of bitches and hoes and
then y'all want to do everything that you were supposed to do when I was freaking
to get us back.
Now you want to do everything. Now you want to talk nice.
So
now you want to talk to me. No, I won't talk to you. Nope.
Big
absolutely red. Not. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I was saying to you, please don't go.
I'll pay you not to say.
Don't go. You're stupid.
I will pay you never to say it again.
Are you
serious?
My thing is with women. Many times.
When women are checked out, that's the thing that men don't realize at that time. When a woman checks out, they check out.
She check out.
I understand all that. Because most women, after that, like when they're fed up, they're fed up. Now, they may come back once or twice, but once that third time, or maybe that fourth time, once they are fed up, they are fed up. It's like off with your head. And I'm believing that.
But we agree that it's mostly the egos and men that don't want to commit that, you know, I love you, all that crap.
It's crap. You say it's crap on here, but let me get wifey here.
I'm in the bedroom right now talking, okay? Mind your business.
Okay. How can
you show
right now?
Because you know I know wifey.
But you know what? I'm not gonna lie.
See, this is the good
one. No, I've done this type of stuff before. Even to my wife right now, back then when we first started it, I was freaking out because I don't want to be settled down. I'm not gonna lie.
I was about to say it wasn't like it happened overnight.
Everybody's
and that's the long, drawn-out process that we got to go through. We have to tolerate it. Like, grow
up. No, we
up.
Don't.
What age? What? No, I don't mean
yes,
me.
You do.
I'm just saying in general.
Yes, you do.
But what age do you guys grow up?
I'm sorry, go ahead. No, well, I'll put it like this. They start around 35, 40.
No, they don't.
What about the kids that start at around 20, 23? Or do you think they're ready to settle down right now?
Well, that wasn't you, so.
They ain't ready. No. At that age, they ain't nothing but young. They young, dumb, and full of cum at that age. Are you kidding me?
I know what I was at that age. And, honey, I was not trying to settle down. Shit, I didn't want to settle down at 30.
But I think, and like I told you, the friend that I was telling you about, he's in my age. He's about to be 48 years old next month, and it's just like, and he's still playing those type of little games. So it's like they,
because,
you know, I'm not saying all men, but they don't, like, when do y'all grow up and realize, like, stop it. Like, you ain't got
to do it. Why put it you like this? As long as they're allowed to play the game, they're never going to stop.
Exactly. Wow. I can't believe I agree with Nico over here. Oh, my God.
Well, you know it's going to snow, so there's that.
If I got away with it many times before, why should it stop me now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
like
so when
before.
We play the game and play the game even better, don't be mad. That's all to it. So.
Right, exactly.
Oh,
but that's what it
yeah,
is.
You know.
Yeah, you see, they get mad. They get angry, angry or mad when we play. You know, when we pull a them on them. You know how they say pull a you on you. Yeah, I pull a you on you, and now it's like, oh, what? Oh, make sure you tell them I'm back. Telling you back from where? Are you kidding me? You better get the hell out my house.
And Big Red, tell them the truth. You know it's even worse because we can play it better than they can. Let's be real.
Right?
Whoa.
And you,
exactly.
Oh, gosh. Man.
Oh, we definitely play the game better than they can. Are you kidding me? We definitely
yeah,
can play
okay.
the game better than
No comment about that
yeah.
one. It's like whatever.
Yeah, Ronnie. Yeah.
We can.
Hi, Rob. We
can. Women can play that game better than men can. Men always, like, always somewhere y'all mess up somehow, somewhere.
We messed up.
But women,
because you
like,
know why? Because we think with our main brain, the bottom one, not the top.
Yeah, we don't.
That's why.
Exactly.
And that's how y'all get caught.
That's the point.
But
and
in their defense.
I was just going to say, that's how y'all get caught.
I'm sorry. I was just thinking, and sometimes that brain is dumb, too, so.
It's like,
I don't know.
Brain is dumb.
I'm like,
you
control that brain too, but I don't.
Well, you control the brain in one, you know, in more ways than one. Sometimes you ladies fall too. You know, don't blame all this on the men. You ladies play games, and you know this is all your fault. Also.
No.
Now, some women got they little thing with them. Because, like I said, it goes both ways. Like, we only compete with real women and we date men, of course. But I'm just saying, women, you have women that play little games with men, too. You know, they do the same thing where they don't want to show their feelings. And, you know, you got women that do the same thing. I ain't going to front on that, but I guess it depends on you do. But it's very seldom.
Yeah, and those
that.
Women that you're talking about, Red, also with those women are probably women that's been hurt, so they're not ready to be hurt again or afraid to be hurt again. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? So,
yeah.
Or they just gold diggers. Yep. Let's not front.
Gold diggers.
Well,
gold diggers.
No, the gold diggers got a different kind of game. That game?
Oh no, that's a whole
that's
different
That's a female
game,
pimp game. That's
yeah,
a different
well,
game. That's
but
something
they,
else going
then,
on.
And you know what happens with them? Eventually their asses get, you know what? I'm so mad because now I'm seeing the video in my head. But you
I'm
know
so
what? Even they get caught up.
About something with an artist. Like, yo, listen, I don't know. But those seem to be sometimes the girls
now.
That's winning, though, the gold diggers. They be winning.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm telling
you. Definitely. But you know what? Eventually they'll get caught up out there, too. So.
Yeah, they do.
Listen, everybody gets caught up.
They definitely get caught up.
Yeah, but I'm a sugar daddy. If I'm a sugar daddy, I like a gold digger. Because there's no commitment in between.
Yeah, well,
you
the problem with sugar daddy was that.
Sugar daddies be catching their feelings, too, so don't get it twisted.
Oh,
they be in their feelings, too.
Oh, they
smack
right.
them real quick.
They be in their feelings.
Sugar daddies be getting in their feelings?
They be getting,
mm-hmm.
when they smack that hoe, he got in his feelings. What you mean?
Okay, but.
And we're
but
not
listen.
Promoting domestic violence by any way, by the by. I'm just telling
no.
you. They in their feelings when they do
yeah,
that.
Because
I'm definitely
hard,
not
too.
Promoting that when I say that.
But a gold digger should know her role. that stimulus check coming in the mail is not gonna last too long compared to a gold
just like I've seen some gold diggers get in their feelings. They got in their feelings. It's just we're emotional.
Mm-hmm.
We're emotional creatures. Oh, we're just
right.
emotional
and
creatures by nature.
I'll say this.
For real.
Right, like these young. I'll say that with a lot of like these young women. I'll say the young generation. Some of these younger girls now, they're into that thing of I'm gonna just deal with a dude and I ain't gonna show no feelings. But it's like it doesn't work because it's like you said, we're emotional. You can sit there and say what you want, but we're emotional by nature. And at the end of the day, you can sit there and just act like, you know, you don't care about the dude, but then when the dude goes off with another girl or he gets a girl pregnant or something like that, then all of a sudden, now you in your skin, now you feel away. And then you show it by doing certain things, put them on blast on Facebook and all that other stuff. So now you're showing your emotional side. And I know a friend of my son, you know, he's 26 years old, you know, all his friends are all in that same age bracket, and he has a friend that was dealing with a guy that and when the guy went off, they supposedly went on a break, but guess what?
Mm-hmm.
The guy went off, had a baby, you know, got a girlfriend, had a baby, and she got in her feelings. Now she was also, I'ma just do this. Now mind you, she was dealing with the guy and dealing with another guy at the same time. But then when he went off, when he went off and had a baby with the girl, now you want to be mad? How you mad at you? Going between
Wait,
you
I'm laughing because they was on a break. All I'm seeing is Ross and Rachel right now.
I know, Jerry Springer.
We were on a break.
She
retarded.
You know
that.
Something was interesting with that story, Comrade, with what you just said. Yeah, I'm just laughing because I'm thinking when I was 26 and let's say that happened, I'm going to be mad for like a week or something, sad or something. But then I'm like, hold up, there's more fish in the sea.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so I don't know.
That's an old school thought.
But you know, these young people
that's
are
old
different.
School
they're different than we was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're not these young girls because these young girls, they don't know how to rock.
Yeah.
They just don't.
But,
they really have no idea.
But can we agree that back then we had a better support group of whether guys or girls compared to these kids now? That, you know, they go to social media for support, give or take, but instead of
yeah,
support,
I don't understand that
drama.
One. Yeah. But you know what? This is a generation that loves freaking quote reality TV because there's the answer. Right? Like, they have no idea what privacy truly is.
Come on, guys. We had soap operas. Young and the Restless was our reality TV. Don't forget
that.
You ain't lying about that.
We did. Wait a minute. We did have that, but guess what? We didn't let that dictate our lives. They let these shows and stuff.
That's not true. Because when Erica was acting,
I don't know.
Reality.
Yeah, I was about to say because some of those stories, I thought they were so real. I'm like, oh my god.
Oh my god.
No, I'm not. Just, you know, we thought they were real, but we didn't ask them out. We didn't go to school and be like, oh yeah, well you know what? I would push you in the water and choke you out and
nah, but you would have got shot back in the day. What's wrong with you?
Oh my goodness! You know.
Okay, girl.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Hey, bro, how are you?
Hey, Hot Rod, what's up, my man? What's up, everybody?
No,
what's up, ladies?
I got to put the kids to bed now. Take over for me. I'll call back later. All right.
I'll Hot Rod.
I will.
Yeah.
I will. Hey. What's up, ladies? Hey, listen. Look, I listen.
Hey, what's up?
I listened and I done heard.
I'm on the phone, baby.
Now,
I'm on my show.
Now, listen, you done heard.
Let's hear it. Another
Hot Rod, who are you looking for?
See, growing up,
oh
back in the days, of course, you know, a lot of guys, you know how we are. You know, hard to express feelings and stuff like that. Which is not true. We know how to express our feelings, but the problem is.
I don't have a door.
Is that we have been, some of us,
you should get
who expressed our feelings, have gotten our feelings hurt. And you know, there's something called fear. Saying, you know what? I'm afraid to let a woman know how I feel because I'm afraid she's going to break my heart like the other women did back in the day. But you know.
And why are we still being penalized for that?
Yeah, that's what I was just about to say.
Right.
But this is the problem, though. A lot of guys feel that way. And this is something that I've always said this. I'm always like, listen, Okay, so you got your feelings hurt by some girl from back in the day, but you know what? You can't keep letting the same person done hurt your feelings over and over again. So you're giving that person the edge, and that person done moved on and done things with their lives and stuff. You honestly think that girl is thinking about you? Hell no, she's not thinking about you.
Now, I'm
There's
curious,
no
at what age did you come to that realization?
Oh, trust me, that came to my realization, that came to reality when I could have been when I was in my mid-30s or something.
Now, why did it take that long?
Why did it take that long? I'm going to tell you why.
Like 10 years behind us. So that means
you
just found that out.
I'm going to tell you
why. They like mentally 10 years behind us.
Because, you know, it's like my mentality back then, you know, I wasn't even thinking about that, because it's like I've had a lot of guys that told me like this, man, listen, you better watch with these females, because females are like wolves, you know, they're ready to devour a dude up apart. Don't be letting a female know how you feel, because a female will devour you in a heartbeat. They'll tear you up like a lion, because females, you
and
know, the lion is
not
just different than the lion.
That's a lot of y'all dudes' problem. Not to interrupt, you can keep going. Well, I'm going to say this one thing. That's a lot of you dudes' problems, because y'all listen to your boys.
Yes, I was
listening
mm-hmm.
to the boys. Telling
And that was the thing. It wasn't until I started watching, like, movies and stuff like that, old movies, or starting to look at life in a different way. And once I discovered that in my mid-30s, I'm like, man, listen, look. Holding on to a grudge is not even helping me, because you know what? That person's not even thinking about me. What makes you think that he's still thinking about you?
And
you know,
something
with
what you said, K-Jaws, that I just wanted to say real quick. What you said, females also do that, like holding on to past experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No,
I don't know
true.
If we hold on to it longer than you guys, but we do hold on to it also.
I think it depends on the infraction.
Which is true.
Your feelings get hurt, they get hurt.
Right. And you know what? It goes for both men and women that, hey, both of y'all get hurt, but then after, why let that person continue to hurt you? If the person that hurt you, they're still living their lives, and you're sitting there holding on
right.
to something that they did. And it's like, okay, there comes a time that you got to let go of them.
You know what? Right. And you know, my thing with that is it's easier said than done. You are absolutely right. It's like, why hold
mm-hmm.
on to that? But you know what? Once again, just like you said, and I guess that's the same thing with men as well. It's like when you get into something, just like you said, it's like, if I show how I feel, because I'm like that sometimes too. Like if I get into something, I don't want to come out and tell the person how I feel so quickly, or it's like it takes time. Because it's like if I tell you how I feel, the next thing you know, you're going to start acting funny. And it seems like that's what it is. It's like as soon as you tell the person how you feel, then they start acting funny. It's like, damn, why the hell did I tell them that? Now they're acting like this, or they acting like that, you know, acting a different way
mm-hmm.
now. Or maybe that's
what
maybe,
well,
maybe,
read with what
well,
you
maybe,
said,
well,
right?
Maybe you should, well, maybe you should analyze and think about the person that you're talking this shit to before you talk this
mm-hmm.
shit to. And yes,
wait a second, is that
going to
be?
That's what I'm wondering.
But,
what's this? What's
that
this going to
be? I know that dog voice anywhere.
What
You can't be popping up without saying hello.
Hello, I did. Now, you know what the problem is? First of all, a lot of dudes don't say certain things because we all know, as males, most males, I would say, know that women are very vindictive. And as soon as most women feel that they're crossed, they're going to do something, and they're going to do it to the 20th power. That's why some dudes just don't say
y'all
shit.
Y'all really think
now,
so?
Now,
Lady
Thief, as much as I appreciate you, and we haven't met yet, but she seems so sweet, but I know that you can be sour. I'm sure you can be sour than a whole orchard full of them.
Not
if
really,
ready
but
to get
no.
Somebody,
this
listen,
is me.
Listen.
This is me. It takes a lot out of me. You got to really,
And I have vindictive stuff been done to me. Still don't got time to counteract on it. I could if I wanted to, but I don't need to go to jail. Got a baby to raise.
But let me tell you something.
Hold on.
I'm going to tell you like this.
Wait a minute. Your voice alone is telling me that you're trying to josh me right now.
I'm dead serious. What are you talking about?
I'm gonna vouch for her a little bit. You know why? Because she's a Virgo. Virgos take a lot from people.
We really do, and that's our greatest downfall.
I'm gonna tell you why.
You know why? We think this is. I'm gonna just tell you me personally. Anybody that knows me could tell you this. I always, let's say if I have to do something, I always think how the other person would feel. I always do that. And I think that's like one of my greatest downfall, always thinking about the other person's feeling first. Like, damn, if I do that like that, that might hurt them.
I always
do. Greatest downfall of any Virgo female that I know.
Yep, exactly. And I have a lot of Virgo friends, and she's absolutely right. That's why I said it. They take a lot from people. So when they get set up, believe me, when they get fed up, like I said, off with your head.
Yeah, it got to be a lot for that to go down.
Why even? All right, and I okay. So that's your nature. I get it. Let's kind of evolve from that, because my whole thing is this: if you know this is you, why not make the change? If you know the storm is coming, why not prepare?
Mm-hmm. Well, that should be a question that a guy should pose to himself. No.
Mm-hmm. No, well, listen. I don't know what these other guys do. I don't know what these other clowns do. But in a general sense,
like we're not talking about you guys, you know, directly. But in the general population of men. Now, I'm not saying that men are dogs. What I'm saying is, shouldn't that be a thought that goes through a man's mind in general? Period.
Well, real men who consider a person's feelings. Of the woman's feelings, of course. Once again, that's why I go back to sometimes that's why men don't say shit. They'll do shit before they say shit, because there's a different reaction to doing something rather than saying something. I think the actions speak louder than the words, but with certain women. Well, I'll say certain people, but when it boils down to women, certain things that you say may cut deeper than what you do.
I can't say that
because if we're in a relationship, you know, whatever we're going through, instead of you telling me you unhappy, you turn around and you flossing with the next chick in front of me, what you think I'm going to, You got to understand, that action cuts a lot more than the words that you should have said. Only based because not only are you disrespectful and disrespecting me, everybody's seeing this disrespect. You know what I'm saying? If we were having a problem, you should come to me before you go out there.
Right, come to me and tell me.
But it depends. Listen, it depends on what it is, because listen, I've heard stories from both sides. All right, and you have some women that feel like, oh, well, I saw him with this person, and all he had to do was say, oh, I saw him do this, and he should have just said X, Y, and Z. But then you have dudes, and I've heard it from women too. Yo, I tried to tell her this, or I tried to tell him that, and they didn't want to hear it, or it just set off another line of questioning. Well, why do you feel this way? Oh, I thought I did this. Or in some cases, it starts an argument. It starts something that the other person just doesn't want to deal with at the time. So that's why sometimes people just say, you know what, I might as well just do this instead of doing that. Because, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
If I'm going to burn it down, if it's going to be burnt down, I might as well just burn everything. Might as well fuck it
all. Fuck around, you do that, you and that chick gonna end up in the hospital with gunshot wounds. I don't mean to sound comical about it.
Remember that movie, The Burning Bed?
That movie was awesome, by the way.
I don't know.
I remember that movie too. That movie was awesome. But I mean,
Brother B,
honesty,
what I took from what you just said, Brother B, was that our words cut more than our actions. Is that true?
Once again, depends on the individual. You see, in some cases, the action can be forgiven, depending on what caused the action.
But words can hurt. Words can hurt for life.
Words are cut
life. Yes, well, listen.
Interesting. So you guys are emotional creatures. I have to watch my words with my boo.
They are, but they're on the low emotional creatures.
It depends. Because, yo, listen, you can tell me whatever you want to tell me. I give no fucks. I keep it moving. However you choose to flip it, I don't really care. At the age of 45 years old, I've come to a point where what you eat don't make me shit and vice versa. Now, everybody doesn't look at it the same way.
You have some men don't feel like that.
Well,
but
listen,
some men don't feel like that in women as well. And you say certain things to them. Then it's just like you said, it's either argument or, you know, it gets real deep. And like I said, you know, once again, just like as you said, it depends on the person. It depends on the individual. And, you know, it just depends on how they're going
to
take something.
Yeah, but you got to
pick
your battles.
Exactly.
You have to say that you're with somebody and you don't know that they're not emotional. They are or they aren't an emotional person. After 6 months to a year being with somebody, you already know if they're a psycho. If you say the word cereal, or they're going to be nice if you say penicillin. Like, you should already know what's going to set them off or what's not.
You should know that shit within the first 90 days.
But we're talking about the general generation or people now. Nowadays, people just ain't catching on to certain shit. It's all about sex, I'll get to know you later, and then sex. And more sex. You know what I'm saying? So,
but,
is it not everybody's on that conscious level?
Right, but I'm going to say this. Okay, even in 6 months to a year and you're dealing with the person or whatever, now my thing is you can go to the next thing with the ghosting thing. Now my thing is this. If you don't want to be bothered with somebody or whatever the case is, you let them know. I feel that a man should let the woman know or vice versa or whatever. But don't just drop off the face of the damn earth and then I don't hear from you until 2 or 3 months later or maybe a whole year later or even 2 years later where you pop up at my goddamn door.
Why can't the guy just say, you know what, I don't think this is working out? Can both of y'all clarify this for us? Because that ghosting thing is so childish, even with 45, 50, 60-year-old men. You guys, come on now. It's time, man.
Now, hold on.
They can't even blame it on the young ones no more.
You can't even say the age because they all do it. So why do y'all do that?
They all do it.
Because
they don't, they want to avoid a confrontation.
No.
Let's see. I want to hear from the guys.
Sometimes it's not even that. It's not even avoiding confrontation. They want to leave the door. They want to leave the door. In some cases, they don't want to close that door.
But you do realize by doing that, you're actually closing the door automatically.
Not always.
Right?
Not, listen.
Absolutely.
Listen,
thank you.
Talk,
exactly.
Listen.
That's
we
how
want,
I feel.
Listen. Hold on.
You know what it is? I think it depends on
who they're dealing with.
It depends on who they're dealing with, but then we're going to have to do another edition of the menu, like After Dark, and talk about certain
things. Like an After
but
Dark ghosting After Dark.
Because real talk, it not only depends on who you're dealing with, but how you're dealing with them.
Exactly.
Okay.
So
okay,
I guess if it's
so
just the
booty
call,
all right,
the booty
next
call,
guy,
can,
I
want to
hear K-Dawg's take on this, too, because I'm confused. Y'all just throwing me off now.
You said that
leaving the door open, right? Go ahead, K-Dawg.
No, I got the leaving the door open part. I agree with that totally.
Well, unfortunately, it's something called some guys, I don't know what it is that they've grown up with, an attitude of like, oh, I don't want to start no argument. I don't want to be dealing with this confrontation and stuff like that because, they feel that women are so confrontational. Some women are annoying, and they're like, oh, man, she's always looking for a fight. She's always looking for a fight. And, yes, there are some people out there, and I will say this, it's not just men that look for fights, but also there are some women who are so confrontational. You know, they're so confrontational. Like, let's just say, okay, I'm gonna be the nice guy, and I'm not gonna I'm not gonna try and start an argument. I'm just having a good day. Or, like, back in the days, I always used to think that women, all women were like bipolar.
I'm yeah, sorry, I can smack you through the phone right now. That just cracked me up. You are so stupid.
I said it before.
Oh,
I'm like,
gosh.
Man, women are bipolar. And so,
sadly, he has said this because I've known him since college. Trust me.
Yeah. Mika knows me for saying that, and I've always said that because you know what? You could be having a good day, and it's like all of a sudden then the person come with their nasty attitude and want to start a fight with you, and you're like, man, I wasn't even looking for a fight. Man, what's up with this chick? She's always starting a fight with me. Like, why is she always picking on me to start a fight? I'm like, yo, I'm not here to fight with you.
Now,
it's like,
I know of an individual who did that and told his girlfriend at the time, like, yo, listen, I think we need to split. This is not going to work, blah, 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 blah. He started a fight and called the cops on him.
No.
That's another. Wait,
yeah.
Wow.
It happened.
Mm-mm-mm. Wow.
She started a fight. She rammed her car into his car and, you know, called the cops on him.
No,
wow.
That's something else.
Okay,
going
now
on there.
Is, okay, now let me tell you like
way,
this now.
Yeah, doing
let me
way
tell you
too
like
much.
This now. If a chick, now my thing is this, now if a person is doing stuff like that, a female is doing stuff like that and, you know, putting them on blast on Facebook and starting trouble and all that other stuff, then I can see you ghosting the female. Then I can see you doing that. But
ghosting, that's a restraining order.
Somebody, you don't have no problem. You ghosting somebody, you didn't have no issues, no problems, no nothing like that. Once again, I understand that thing of, okay, I want to have that there. To, you know, but my thing is this: if you go see for two months, 3 months, and then you just pop back in, how do you expect me to feel? You expect me to just go, oh, hey, how you doing? No, I'm gonna feel a little perturbed because it's like, where the hell have you been? You just drop off the face, no communication at all, and you just pop back in. You just pop back up and, hey, how you doing? No, that's what makes me have
to ask.
That's
on the
another question for you guys,
you
real quick, with what Fred just said.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think
that
we
okay,
always supposed
want
to be
involved.
A convenience? Yeah, why do we, to both of the guys on the panel, why do y'all feel like, or y'all may not feel like, but why do you think men feel like we need to be your convenience, like you can come back to us whenever you want, and we're okay with that as if we didn't move on with our life and we're dating someone else? Why do guys always have that, to feel
that
entitlement?
I'm not answering that.
Why not?
I'm going to let you know why. Because that, to be honest,
hello, child.
Just because you, just like you women, don't say certain things, I'm not even going to say it. Because
hold on, wait,
give me a minute. Give me a second. Because sometimes when you say things, see, one thing I've learned in my lifetime, depending on what you say to a woman, will be the last time you say certain things to a woman. Because they will take it and they will run it to the ground, throw it back in your face.
Mm-hmm.
When it hits the floor, pick it up again, throw it back in your face, run it in the ground, throw it back in your face. Hell,
okay,
and you're just afraid to give us the bro code right now.
Okay, we
because
it.
You know what
right.
It is.
Not gonna
and,
go
and of course,
because you won't go
and of course, and of course, and I have to put this in here, especially with social media. There are some people who can't keep their big mouth shut. They
there's
see
a lot
guy
of them that can.
Oh wow, they're gonna put that person on blast. Like like some women are
but
bold
that's
enough.
But what's the...
Oh, but honey, you can't even say that because I have come. Listen, I know a dude. Oh my God, he lived with social media when he was going through with someone he was with. All their business was all over. So he stayed on social media, popping about things like, "Yo, son."
Okay, but he's embarrassing himself too. That's an embarrassment to him too.
That's an embarrassment to both of them.
To both of them, yeah.
Also, why you have to drop yourself so low to embarrass yourself on social media?
Yeah.
I mean, some things are left
unsaid. I don't think that's right either. I would never, you know, I don't think anybody should do anything stupid like that because all you doing, but see, let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you something that I'm learning now. some of these men, they like that type of drama. They like that back and forth on social media. They like that stuff.
Because you're making yourself look real stupid by doing that.
Yeah, well.
Nah, you know, I'm going to have to say it, whether people like it or not. It's a lot of these men with too much of the femininity in them. Like, you know
exactly.
What I'm saying? Some of these dudes,
sure.
They're talking
too
much.
They got a little bit too much of anything.
Yeah, they you know, they got a little shot of some, you know, estrogen.
Some cappuccino.
They're going crazy.
Instead of the Bustelo.
Yeah, they're going to go up. They're
like,
going to go on.
My whole thing is man up. Shut up and man up.
Exactly. Be a man.
Yeah.
Suck it all in. Be a man.
And this is why they don't express their emotions, because they're too busy being men. Which is all well and fine, but there comes a point but there also comes a point in a relationship, you guys have been together for X amount of time, you got to also kind of nut up and just, you know, explore your feminine side and tell her that you love her or tell her something.
Right.
Well,
yeah,
I love you is one thing.
Guys can't even do that, though. It's like, dude.
Because you know what
it
is?
You
know why?
What I'm saying.
Because it's like,
because some of you just don't know. All right, listen. Let me just put this out.
What?
Some of y'all don't know how to act when a motherfucker tells you something. Y'all turn off.
Oh, shit, we don't know how to act.
Wait a minute.
No, hold on. Let me finish. As soon as they say something, oh, I love you, or I need you. And the next thing you know, just in the middle of Macy's. Oh, well, remember you said you love me? You said you'd do anything for me. You said this. Remember you said that? It's always that you got to bring up, like, what? Okay, I said it. Like, why do you have to keep mashing it in my face? Sometimes dudes don't need you to remind them of what they said.
We do need to. You know why? Because you forget.
Wait,
you fall off. You fall off and you stop doing it. That's why we end up having to remind you. I don't think you guys understand that.
That's
the reason why you fall off. And if instead of us saying, listen, you're weak right now. You take us for granted, the neglect. Oh, God, the neglect is so painful. I'm sorry to say.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you guys.
The neglect is
painful. It cuts, and it does a lot of stuff.
Yes.
Listen, once again. Depending on the type of man you're dealing with, not male, the type of man that you're dealing with, men are not going to neglect their women. Real men
Brother
don't do
B,
that.
I understand that. You can say that what you want. Brother B, I've had a so-called real man, and it was the same thing. I don't like, you can say that, but once again, if you've been dealing with certain, I've been dealing with men all my life, of course, but they're saying, like, I've had that so-called supposedly real man, and it was still the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think
sometimes y'all don't even realize. Yeah, they get comfortable. It's comfortable. It's comfortable. They forget what to do. But I think you also have them that are not thinking about it intentionally. But how many times we just have to just tell you, you know, it could be the simplest things, like pick up a phone, just say, hi, how you doing today? You know, I don't know. It's just weird, simple things.
Well, you know what?
I don't like to be the reminder girl, because then you'll feel like I'm begging him. I think these are things
you
guys should know. So, to both you guys on the panel, help us out, because I'm confused tonight.
There's also an old expression that I love.
Listen.
Never stop dating.
Check this out.
Yeah.
Big Red.
That's true.
Big Red, who knows me, knows that I stay on my grind. So me being on my grind can be interpreted, like if me and you were together, it could be interpreted as a way like, oh, well, you know, he's not paying attention to me, or he's not doing this, he's not doing that. But listen, if we together and I'm on my grind, trust me, you're encompassed. You're in that grind. You're the reason why you've become a part of the reason why I grind even harder.
But we want to see certain things. We need to feel that. We don't need to feel that neglect. We don't need to feel that. That's my point.
You can't have it all.
Right, or that taking for granted.
I guess.
Listen,
I put it to you like this. No, you could be on your grind. There's not a problem. But, and this is me at the minimum. asking, well, okay, I know you're working like 12 hours. Shoot me a high when you take your break, just so
yeah.
I know you're okay.
Yeah.
Notice my exact phrase.
That's not hard to ask
mm-hmm.
for. But, once
but
again,
you know what the problem
the
is? You have to keep asking.
It is. Some
who are you dealing with?
Yeah, help us
it.
Out. K-Dog, Brother
who,
B, help us understand
okay, well,
it.
Okay, well, sometimes.
No, you're not.
But this,
well,
is, this, is even, this is even a
K-Dog.
Good, listen, this is even a good
yeah.
guy, but he's gotten comfortable where it's become,
exactly.
you know, like,
yes.
whatever.
Yes.
This
so
is, and I mean, when I say
tell
a good guy, I mean a guy that works, you know, he comes home, you guys have a date night every night, you know, the kids, like, he's a real family guy. But even with that, he's gotten comfortable where he doesn't think it's even necessary because y'all been together for 20 years. I got to tell
right.
you, even after 20 years, that little two-second text to tell me, hey, I'm okay, see
oh,
you when I get home.
That means everything.
Thank you. Thank you.
Means
that's
everything.
What I'm saying.
I don't think you guys realize
and
that.
I get it.
Means everything.
I get it. I get it.
But not everybody. And once again, it depends on if it depends on the male that you're dealing with.
Yeah,
that's the whole thing.
I don't know about that.
I can't
don't know
even
about
say
that.
That.
I had a whole damn boyfriend, and it was the same damn thing. Like he, you know, he worked a lot. That's fine, but you just act like I like okay. The only time you paid me any attention or you wanted some attention when you want to blow up my damn phone, when you want some snacks. That's when you paid me some attention.
All right, so look at
otherwise
it like this.
Otherwise than that.
So look at it like this. And this is the harshest way I could put it. If you and that individual are not together, maybe it was for a reason. A better reason for you, better reason for him. I mean, who knows? Maybe that just wasn't the person that you were supposed to be with. But the whole thing is this. You can't force a situation. Like, listen, my theory is this. I can't make somebody stay that don't want to be here.
I know that's right.
That person can only stay if they want to stay. If they want to be comfortable, they're gonna do what they're going to do. And that's just that. There's no need to throw out the blame game, especially when someone would say, oh, what did I do? Or some dude, what did I do? No, is it that maybe it just wasn't for the either one of you? And this is the thing that we have to get over. We have to get over ourselves, and we also have to get over certain facts that, hey, it didn't have to be me and it didn't have to be you. Maybe it just wasn't us.
Okay.
Funny.
And when do
exactly.
guys tell you that, though? When do you guys say that to the female?
Once again,
well, the here's
back.
A better question.
They're not. That's the whole thing, Lady T. They're not.
Some, and some women do the same thing, too. They're not.
I was
because
about...
you know what the whole thing? No one ever wants to kill. Nobody wants to be the killjoy. Nobody wants to shut it down. Because, you know, even men sometimes have that. Maybe there's a little something left. Maybe there's something left. I'll let her kill it before I kill it. Because, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to be the one to shut it down and all of a sudden maybe it was supposed to be for me. Let me see what's
right,
up.
Yeah.
Certain dudes see things a certain way. Like, I'm not going to kill it. I'll let her kill it. If she kill it, then I know she's not the one that I'm supposed to be with.
But isn't that kind of faking the feelings? Ain't that kind
of
like faking the funk? You still
of
faking the funk,
it
so you know
it's
really
it
sad.
Depends.
Yeah.
It depends. Once again, what I'm saying is it differs with individuals. It differs with situations because you can say it could be faking the funk, but it could be somebody. It could be a dude just on the side, like, yo, man. Like, I care about her. And I've heard this from dudes before. Yo, I care about her. I love the shit out of her. But, you know, sometimes, you know, I don't know, man. I don't know. And I'm sure women say the same shit. So they just wait it out.
I don't
know.
Some women do. But I also think that with women, that's also an age thing. And I say that because, remember, women do mature faster than guys do. So at a certain point, women do stop.
No, y'all don't mature. So y'all conniving quicker. Let's just stop that.
Don't talk same shit to me. Anyway, I'm gonna put it to you like this. Listen, that's what happened. You know what? You're right, because I keep taking strays home and trying to train them, and they keep shitting on my floor. Anyway, here's what happened.
See? Now you got to get new coffee. Definitely.
And got rid of the dog, too, so now I'm straight. So here's what happened. I was dealing with an individual, and about 2 months in, I was over it. The reasons were what they were, and I was done. Now, I went to his crib and told, I literally went to his crib to tell him to his face.
Uh-huh.
Now, I did it for a lot of reasons, but one of them being because there was no point in dragging it out. Plain and simple. There's no point. I'm done. I'm not going to keep going through this. And no, I'm not faking it for you, because I'm not faking it for me. I can't, because there ain't that much faking in the world, honey. Lord knows. But I say all of this to say, at my age, telling you is the easiest thing in the world. So, yes, I believe being a female at my age.
At your age.
Because I've been like this for well over a decade.
But still, at your age, or
but this is my point.
Thing. You know, it's what you said. If you say, so what happened before the decade?
I was a dumbass.
No,
I was a dumbass.
I love how people want to use certain things. Oh, well, I was young and dumb. Oh, I was this and that. No, you wasn't.
Because you know what? Because you know what? By me admitting to the fact that I was a dumbass shows that I know what I was doing and I was fucking up. But it proves that I know it and I admitted to it then like I admit to it now. Nothing's changed. I can tell you when I was stupid. I can tell you how long I was stupid. And I can tell you what I was doing that I knew was stupid and I kept doing it. But again,
okay.
I can admit it because, well,
okay.
I live with me. And I like respecting me. If even if the rest of the world don't respect me, at least I respect me. Honestly.
Okay.
So, you know, but yeah, 10 years prior, before this 10 year span that I've actually said, all right, enough of this, I would have sucked it up because that was me being stupid. If I was willing to sit there and take it, that was me being stupid.
But that's the thing. Everybody takes something different. So it depends, like I said, it depends on what's going on in the relationship. It depends what's going on between two people. You know what?
If it's not working, it's not working. And for you to stay there, it's the dumbest thing
you
can do.
What? All right. If it's not working for you, cool. I get it. You do what you got to do. But make sure it's not working for the other person as well.
Well, if it's not going to work for you, it's not going to work for them.
And see, that's
right.
Let's be real.
That's why. And so you just, so basically,
let's be real.
The question. And so basically, you just answered the question of why some people don't say certain things because it may not be working for you, but it might be working for them. So that's why they don't feel the need to say anything.
But that's not right.
Because
you're wasting
right.
a lot more communication.
I mean, hold on.
Yeah.
You said that's not right. What did I just say? It may not be working for you, but it might be working for them. So where
but
is it not right? It's only not,
it's not right
on
because
your end. Not on
it's
this.
Not right because you're wasting that person's time. You're preventing that person from finding
exactly.
something better.
Well,
so,
no, that's
yeah,
you.
It's not right.
So once again,
not,
when
no.
you ask the question of why men don't say certain things, because it may not be, it may be working for them. This might not be working for you.
And that
yeah,
is
you making me miserable like this. So I'm going to be miserable.
Exactly.
Well, hold on. You're not. You didn't get it. Well, hold on. Who's making who miserable? Once again, it may not be working for you, but it might be working for them.
Yeah, so for
working for them, stick it through and be okay with it, and just stick it through with you because it's working for you right now. But the moment,
but
let me tell you something, the moment you guys are ready to say, you know what, it's not working for me, y'all ain't thinking that it's working for me. Y'all out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Exactly.
This is what I'm saying.
But wasn't the, what the original question was, why don't men say certain things, right?
Because men
like I said,
are
listen,
evil
listen,
and selfish.
A, listen.
No, it was
lot,
like,
no,
why men be ghost? Why y'all ghost us and don't? Why you ghost and don't say what
mm-hmm.
the issue is or whatever? You just drop off the face of the earth and then return back 6 years later. So I'm like, hey, how you doing? No, like
because,
we
thinking
the door is still open.
So just like you guys say that you're, what you know, 10 years older than us, we're more tolerable. than you are a lot of times. Like, with just certain things that we just say, you know what, fuck it. Like, you can be the most annoying chick on the world. Listen, I know people, yo, my girl is annoying. She's annoying, but I love her to death, though. But I ain't going to trade in for nobody else. She may not be this, she may not be that, but I'm not going to trade her in. Or I'm not going to do this. So some dudes just say, fuck it. As long as they know they got a good percentage of you, they ain't worried about the rest.
The problem with
once
that,
again, that depends. It depends on the individual. So.
Okay.
Yeah, it goes back to the individual.
Because once again, like somebody like me, listen, there's certain things that I look for because everybody looks for something different. There's certain things you look for and there's certain things that you want and there's certain things that you require. So if you have, let's say, 6 out of 10 requirements, or the 6 out of 10 things that I need, then I'm just going to rock with that. But some people are like, no, I got to have 9 and better. Well, good luck, homie. Good luck, homie.
Mm-hmm.
But some dudes are just satisfied with the fact that, oh, your box is good, and she can cook up some food. So I'm good, son. I'm good. I don't need nothing else. They just good with that. You don't give a fuck if your breath stink in the morning. You don't give a fuck if about, you know, the fact that you speak mad Ebonics and you got a gold tooth in your mouth. They don't care.
Yeah,
as long as you certain requirements.
And drink
Matt Whitman. A certain requirement.
Exactly.
Everybody has their requirements. And dudes will tolerate certain things. It's like women. Y'all tolerate certain things, too, as long as it meets your requirements. But when it doesn't meet your requirements anymore, you're ready to kick a motherfucker to the curb.
Because we probably told y'all so many times, I'm drained.
Well, see, that's
let me get into that. We tell y'all so many times, so many. I don't not feel drained saying that. I'm sorry if I offended anyone, but I'm just saying in real life, we get drained saying the same thing. Even when you're saying it, it gets drained. Like, I'm even saying this, and I'm like, I think I said this at the top of the show already. But
I have a conversation I got to have with somebody, and it's been playing in my head for the last month or two. I've been playing this conversation in my head, and just like you said, it's like I'm tired already. I didn't even get to see the person yet, and I'm tired because I know
but
how
you know,
I want to stay, but it's like I'm tired of saying it in my freaking head.
And me, I'm an upfront person. I want to communicate with you. I want you to understand what I'm saying without me being mad at you. You get my point? Like, we should be able to have open communication.
You know what it is, right?
Yeah, I don't need you holding any grudge after I've been saying.
You don't want to feel like you're being confrontational because you know that's how some men think. As soon as we say something, you want an argument. No, I'm just telling you how I feel. And that's one thing that's really a pet peeve of mine, I guess, as I got older. It's like, why does it have to be that the fact that I'm saying something to you about something that I don't like or something that's happening, and it has to be I'm being confrontational with you?
Yep.
I'm not being confrontational.
Why is
I'm
that?
Being
hateful? Can I answer that?
Sometimes it's the timing. Sometimes it's the timing. And sometimes it's the timing and the fact that you come with this fine print conversation. Not just, you know what I'm saying? You come with the fine print. Not everybody reads the fine print or wants to read
the
fine
print.
And it's
okay. Sometimes
it does. If you want to keep, wait, brother D, let me explain something to you. So if you want to keep getting this, if the guy want to keep coming and get the snatch, and you want to keep coming here, and you want to keep doing this and keep doing that, so what is? It's all right. You keep coming here and doing what you want to do, but I'm not supposed to say nothing.
Sometimes
it
is a timing. And the problem is, some men. The problem is that, especially when a man feels like, for some reason, it's like, you could say something to him, and he feels that he's being attacked.
Yeah.
But how are you being attacked? Is this something that's
We can say it with the softest, sweetest voice, probably make y'all dinner. Honey, sit down and talk. Y'all already know what time it is.
And y'all still think
y'all being attacked.
Exactly.
You make me dinner, you say, so let's. I wouldn't even eat the damn food because I know you up for something. That's number one.
You wouldn't? Oh, that's so deep.
And I wouldn't eat the goddamn food.
Wow, I'm hurt.
I'm going to eat the food.
Oh, my God.
And number two,
I'm so hurt.
Number two, Big Red, you talk about, oh, y'all be wanting to snatch. Well, shit, you want to get snatched. So what are you talking about? It's a fair thing to fight. Come with that, junk.
Yo, Bubba B, you're so foul tonight, yo.
I'm a guest on this show.
You're a foul guest.
So spray some air freshener. Spray some of that light,
But why does it have to be a I'm not being confrontational. If I'm telling you something that I don't, that I'm not liking, or something that's happening in the relationship, and I have to tell you about it, why does it have to be all the time that we're being confrontational, or we're being...
Because sometimes, listen,
like I said,
sometimes the dude just don't want to talk about that shit. Because maybe they just don't want to talk about this shit.
It's never the right time for y'all.
Exactly.
It's never the damn right time. Oh, my gosh.
When I get to a point where you calling me down because you want some snacks, and I'm ignoring your ass, then it's, she don't want to be, she must got another guy.
Yeah,
Then you get all this shit going through your head, and then now all of a sudden, she must got another dude. And then when I finally pick up the phone, how you doing? I called you 9 million times. All right, and you ain't waiting what I had. Okay.
Exactly.
You call me 9 million times.
You
got to
treat them. That's exactly how you treat them.
But you don't play
the love games. You all play the love games.
Go ahead, K Joe, because I want to hear this. Brother B sound grumpy tonight.
Yes, please,
he is a little grumpy, isn't he?
Let me just say this honestly.
Let me stop because I don't need Brother
with
B.
All the,
with all the
okay, he might get vindictive.
Everyone wants to deal with communication, right? However, when you're not communicating with the other person and the other person's willing to communicate, it goes on for both men and women. And you could say, okay, I'm calling. Yes, you could be upset. Like, man, I've been calling you, and it's like, you don't want to talk to me. What am I supposed to do then if you don't want to talk to me?
Because it ain't
everybody's
time. It ain't our time. You got the wrong time.
All right. My thing is, as is God. If I'm not picking up the phone for you or whatever, you just like you said, it's like, why is she not talking to me? So do y'all ever stop and think and say, well, damn, maybe it's because I didn't listen to her the last time that she wanted to talk. Or maybe because, the only time I call her, when I just want to call her for that, I be,
Hell no.
I know y'all don't.
Or maybe I didn't text her. Or maybe I didn't text her this morning and say, hey, how you doing? Good morning, sweetheart.
Okay.
Or whatever y'all say.
Maybe I ain't DM her in like 3 months, so maybe that's why she's not picking up. Do y'all ever think
hey
about
dog.
That?
Hey, dog.
Oh, what if we need a long ass
Hey, dog, you with me on this? So just like the same way y'all be calling, and when the dude don't answer the phone, what you been doing?
Hey, I've been in my bed sleeping.
You ain't sleeping. Who you sleeping with? What you doing? This
exactly.
No, I've been in the house sleeping.
Like I've been in the house. Like
I've
been doing work.
FaceTime me right now then, because I don't believe you. Let me see you in the bed right now.
Let me just say this again. This is the crazy psychological problem that I said before. And you know what? I'm sorry, ladies, but and it goes back to what I was saying back in, hey, Mika knows what I've always been saying. I'm like, man, some women are really bipolar because it's like this. Okay, so I didn't intentionally miss a phone call. Sometimes, and guess what else? I'm not even going to say sometimes, but however, with modern day technology, there's something about coming back from work because I have this nasty habit. I'm trying to break out of it, of turning on my phone when I come home from work. Sometimes and you know what the problem is? I get home, I just put my phone down, and I'm like, you know what? I'm just ready to rest a bit. Let me just I'll make a phone call right after I'm done resting. But however,
nope.
It's like if you call, if you're the one calling me and it's like, oh, he's doing this on purpose. No, I didn't hear you.
Turn the ring on. Put it on vibrate. In this day and age, seriously, there is no excuse for that ghosting thing. Between the cell phone, they got it's IG, Facebook, Twitter, and everything else. That's what, don't play with me because I got Alexa all over this bad boy.
Listen,
right,
But don't forget, y'all also look at the time on y'all phone, right? When y'all look at the time, y'all didn't think about, oh, let me just shoot a text real quick because I know I may not be able
to
do it later.
Thank you.
Wait, half of them don't even wear watches anymore.
Yo, all right, hold on. Let's just be real with one. Because sometimes you don't want to answer your phone or you don't want to talk to anybody, but you'd rather go on Facebook or you'd rather do this. Sometimes you just don't want to talk with anybody. Maybe you want to talk to yourself. Let's just be real about it. So sometimes you just don't want to give that energy out there. You just don't want to deal with it. You just don't want to deal with it. That's all. Some people just don't want to deal with other people. Everybody has their moments when they want to be bothered, and they don't want to be bothered. It's called personal time. And you know what? A lot of women think that men are not supposed to have personal time. Only women are supposed to have that. What was that? What she saying? That I need some me time. And it's just like, y'all think y'all only need that. You don't think
we
need me time?
Because
we put
time.
Up more crap.
Oh, what, five?
Not all women give
yeah,
not
all
women
you.
Give men.
Oh, you in the
not
bathroom.
Not all women
I'll
give
you.
Them men. Not all women give the personal time because you know what it is?
Exactly.
It's like this.
You in the bathroom.
Or if a man is having his personal time, so that means he's messing around. That's not even, and that's not true.
Yeah.
Sometimes
most
you
of the times
home,
it is true, but all right.
No, it's not true.
There you go.
Even if y'all messing around emotionally, talking to your friend, or your best friend.
I'm trying not to laugh, but y'all make it real hard right now.
Let me tell you something. I'm in a group on Facebook, and you know how many married people is on in that group?
I done seen that with dudes.
So it's mostly the men. You know how many men done did? You know how many men friend requests me and go on their page? Oh, married to so-and-so. What the hell you hitting me up for if you married?
But hold on. You just blew yourself up. So what the hell are you doing on it? With the married people? What are you doing up there?
Uh-huh.
What you looking for? You
first of all, I'm pretty sure with the thing that was supposed to be a group of
singles. What I'm looking for.
Did you really just do that, bro? I'm done.
What you looking for up there, man?
Check, please.
What are you doing up there with them?
I don't know that the people is married. That's on them. When they friend request me, and you click on it, married to so and so. Then what you inbox? What you friend request me for?
But just because they're
married,
they can't do a friend request.
No,
because that's extra. They know what they friend requested
because
for a little tour time, getting closer, and then
exactly.
That turns
you're not
into
to be my friend.
Yeah,
those
married guys are not looking for
that.
They're looking for a little break.
Wow.
A little break within their relationship.
The most,
come on
that's
out
the,
of here.
You know what? You'd be better off calling me a nigga in the group of Klansmen than what you what you just said was very good. That was a big
issue. Are you kidding me, Brother B? You know how
that was big.
Like I said, it.
That was friend
request me.
That wasn't bigoted. That was honest.
Friend. That's wait a minute. Adam has a friend, and then they, oh, hi, you doing? I'm fine. Hey, honey. Next thing you know, they're sending me 2 and 3 penis pictures. So guess what? What do you think?
Yeah,
because
your conversation was really good. Your conversation was really good.
Mm-hmm.
So you saw what
see,
you saw
you
that package.
Right.
So he know what he's telling
and you.
Know come,
what?
Come get
and
this.
See, and that's big red for trying to seduce them. Seduce them.
Wow.
And saying the word whatever he was saying.
You know what?
Yeah.
You know what? You ain't no good. You ain't no good.
Because he was busy trying to lead him on.
No, because he's sitting
what?
Listen, let's be real. How
what?
She, wait. He chasing her, so how she attack him?
Listen,
thank you.
Listen, wait, hold on. I know you ain't playing innocent. We just going to leave your skeleton. Matter of fact, your cemetery is you. You don't be saying
first of all,
you're
okay, wait. Hold up. First of all,
where you from, QB?
First of all, I have six cemeteries. Okay. First of all, I have six cemeteries. Second of all, even with all of my cemeteries, I don't violate certain things. If you in a relationship and you listen to what I'm saying. If you DMing me, we chatting or whatever, I find out you married, listen here, you better not ever communicate with me again. I don't want no penis shots. I don't want none of that.
What
I need
well, wait,
you to
what
do
if everything,
take well,
what if everything
left.
Was friendly? What if everything was kept friendly?
You don't need any more. Listen, you are married. All your female friends you have between
no. I'm
your wife's
friends
and your other friends.
No, I'm not disputing that. If you are a person and you honestly want to be a friend, or like I said, maybe your friend or somebody else that I know, that's different. But I'm telling you, the majority of the time when these men friend request you and they be married, they're not looking for you to be a friend. They're looking for other stuff. I'm telling you that. Telling you from experience.
Mm-hmm.
They are not looking, oh, yeah, I just want to be her friend. Because no, hell no, you ain't.
Yeah, right. No, you ain't trying to be my friend.
You're trying to be my friend.
I think you were seducing her. I think you
was
to do something.
She was not. Damn. You
no,
you tell what? You just on here acting up tonight. You just acting up.
I
don't know who this guy is, right? He's a totally different person. I'm still hurt that you said at the top of the show I might be vindictive. I'm hurt still.
Listen, it's in the eyes.
I think that may
it's
have been, wait, in his defense,
it's in the
that
eyes.
Everybody always tells me my
that,
eyes.
That may have been directed at me.
It's in the eyes, the nerve of you.
Your eyes tell. The book, from Genesis to the book of Revelation, New Testament and Old Testament. That's your eyes.
Wow.
I'm leaving it at that.
So
I'm the Bible. So
I'm
a
so
good girl. Now. See? Thank you.
Okay,
I'm
guys,
a good girl.
You got 90 seconds, guys. You got 90
oh God,
seconds.
I
like
well,
to thank
I guess
everybody
we
for calling in.
Yes.
You know, Brother B,
I'm going back
know,
to work.
Thank you for letting me have
yeah, you go back
thank you for letting me have this podcast for the night. And
yes, this was definitely fun.
It was wonderful.
We must do it again.
Definitely fun.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We're going to
do,
oh,
it again.
Do it again.
Yes,
that's
and
right.
Hopefully we'll get an answer the next time we do.
Yeah, exactly. Real
good. We still ain't
getting
our answers.
Next time I ain't calling it.
What you going to do? You just going to come running up in here like a boss?
Nope. I'm going to watch from a distance. Listen from way back.
You
lie.
He's lying.
Like a Chad
he
Rose.
Really is.
I can't with y'all. All right,
but
guys. Y'all
but
be safe.
Thank you, guys. It's been fun. Stay safe. Stay
nice.
Healthy.
No problem. It's been fun.
Love
you
y'all.
Thank
y'all.
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 Ladies night.
Catch y'all on the flip.
Ladies night. Yes.
All
right, guys.
Later. All right,
y'all.
Later, guys. Thank you.
Later.
Peace out.
All right. Thanks.